Satnam, hello.
Satnam.
Hello.
Satnam.
Who is Satnam?
Haridas.
Hello.
Satnam, Satkato.
Satnam. Satnam, who is it?
This is Harinder. How are you?
Hi, dear. I thought I heard Satnam.
Yes, Satnam's here.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
I'm a car.
Good.
Huh?
Sadleen.
Hi, Sadleen.
Hi.
Kehat Kar.
Kehar. Satnam.
Satnam.
Well, is it a beautiful spring day where everybody is?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, aren't we lucky? We're mm-hmm. so lucky. Oh, it didn't freeze. I think I'm going to get a ton of fruit over here. You're all welcome to come late in August and pick fruit.
Cool.
There's going to be a lot of it. Okay. So welcome, everybody. And we're going to tune in. Okay, so long, deep breathing. Eyes at the third eye point, projecting from the third eye. Palms together at the center of the chest. Long, deep breathing. Relax. Relax into the third eye point. And inhale to begin. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. One deep breath. Breathe this beautiful, clear spring air. Beautiful. Feel it. Feel the blessing of it. Now begin heart breath, long deep breath, exhaling from the heart. And now with heart breath, connect with everybody on this call and also those who will ever be on the recording. Oh, good. Keep up. It's like you're all old friends already. Keep going. And now connect with all who are open to it and all who need this, are yearning for your heart breath. And inhale. And exhale. And breathe. Okay, now, again, I'm going to tell you about star 6. If you press star 6, that will mute you and all your background noises. And then if sometime during the phone call you want to speak, then press star 6 again, and that will allow you to be heard. Don't forget now, if you want to be heard again, it's star 6. Okay. So now, so many things are happening at once. Baba City Chan, he says, give the ad again. Okay. tomorrow night is Amandeep's class, and he's going to be doing the second part of his talking about Baba Siddhi Chan and yoga. He's calling it yogaism with Sikhism. But the point is that Guru Nanak, from the very inception, he made it a point to provide so many different avenues for people of so many spiritual direction and dispositions to practice coming to their divinity. That's what it's all about. So if you would like more information or you might like to register, you get recordings. You get recordings when you register. The address is soulanswer.com/BSC, that's its initials, BSC underscore course, C-O-U-R-S-E dot H-T-M-L. Or if you go to that site, you will see it's a link on the left-hand side about three or four down. Okay, so Baba Siddhi Chan, he just feels so impish, but he's turning it over again to Yogi Bhajan, to the Siri Singh Sab. Okay, so sir, welcome. He says, yes, I welcome you. He says it's very important for you to stay in close contact with me. He says it's very important for you to learn the Tratakam technology. If you remember what that is, it's a very special and incredible photograph of Yogi Bhajan when he was in a very, he says, a samadhi state, which means it's a very connected state. He says, and this girl is actually going to teach that. We're going to do more with that in May.
Oh.
He just told me about it this morning. Okay, we're going to do that.
Right.
Okay. And he says, I have all important news for you. He says, the world will not be as you expected. He says, you were all raised to be Piscean, but you had the Aquarian urge. He says, now it's going to be, he says, to make the transformation and the transition, it will be like walking a rope bridge between two cliffs over a huge chasm.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, so, what'd you say?
I said, ooh, fun.
Mm-hmm. So he says, that's the reason it will be very important to stay very in touch with all of your beloved. And by your beloved, he's talking about Baba Siddhi Chan. He's talking about Mother Planet, your soul, Guru Ram Dass, all the gurus. He says, all of the great saints, angels, helpers, the divinity of the planet will be here to support us through this great change. He says, because what you are coming from does not create a reliable, he calls it a reliable surface, in which he says the workings, the culture, the planetary effect can take place. He says the Piscean can't do it. And he says you find this even in your own selves. He says you find that things are changing drastically for you in your own consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I spoke to you many years about this.
Mm-hmm.
He said, some understood it, some didn't. He said, but now the power is much greater. He says, the opening is present. Again, he's referring to it as birth. He says, we are beginning the labor pains. He says, it's very important that you stay with, he's calling it this rope bridge, or stay with the birth process. He says, and don't try to hold back. He says, can you imagine a baby trying to hold on and not be born? He says, can you imagine the pain to everybody involved? He says, there is a flow to it. There is a flow to it. He says, people are going through depth of change that you cannot imagine. He said, there are roots. There are roots of difficulties, of short-sightedness, of pain, of being mesmerized, of seeing the world in a certain way that comes to you from past lives, from generations, from the planetary culture, all of that, he says, have been deeply embedded through your souls to you over time. And he's talking about eons. He says, but now you're being faced with detoxification. And that can present a challenge, especially when you think, especially when you believe that what is happening just has to do with the present, or you can't quite grasp it, or this depression is coming over you, or why is this creepy thing pursuing you yet again? He says, turn around and face it. Face it squarely. He says, you use your mantras. He says, I've given you... He's kind of saying he's emptied out a whole section of the Akashic Records worth of mantras for us. Because we need them now. He mm-hmm. says, they are our lifeblood. Use the Kriyas, use the mantras. He says, this is why I gave them to you. And when he says this, it's a very, it's in the most precious and loving feeling that you could ever imagine. Just such kindness. That is the expression of behind his giving all of this to us so that we could make this. He says, you do understand, he said, that you've made this agreement to be these pioneers, to be these, he says, what people often call light workers, or to be the transformers of this age. You've made this agreement as your soul, he says, before there was any time. He said, that's how long you have been yearning to be here now. Before there was any time. Okay, so he's asking you to not get way down short-sighted, microscopic about this change. He's asking you to understand it from a huge, incredibly large level. He says the only thing you get microscopic about is your own transformation, your own healing, your own transition. He says because as you allow, he says all the crap to come up, and to move out. He says, don't forget that you were being held so beautifully and so tightly. He says, I taught you how to wrap a baby in a blanket so that it would feel the security that it felt in its mother's womb, so that it would feel contained, so that it would not feel as though it is splitting apart, that it, so it would not feel lost in the ethers. He says these mantras, these kriyas, this hanging on to the recognition of healing, of transformation, and understanding that you have the word that comes up is the most important place, but it's more than the most important. It's the most integral part to play in this transformation. He says, and know that you are contained. He says, all of us, meaning all of these incredible beings, are here to contain you. He said, don't get in the trap of feeling split apart, as many people will. He says, come to us. Be with us. Put yourself in the middle of a circle of these incredible beings. Let us hold you. Let us love you. Let us wrap you. Let us contain you. He says, we talk to you all the time. We talk to you and we love you all the time. It's just these old habits that you think that you are alone. He says, you're not alone. He says, I took a body and was there for so long for you to understand that. He says, whoever it is who tells you that I'm gone, he says, oh, I can't tell you what he's saying. Okay, he says, they're just species, okay?
He puts them through the form.
He says, people like that just want to take you down with them,
mm-hmm.
or they are feeling inadequate in their own self, or they are facing their own healing crisis. He says, what you do is you pray for them. You do the mantras for them as well as for you. He says, let my love flow through you to those people so that they can also feel bundled. The word is bundled, wrapped in the blanket of kindness. He says, many of you have seen what happens when you take a crying baby and wrap it in a blanket. The baby calms down. The baby feels blessed. The baby feels like it is cared for. He says, just put yourself in that beautiful blanket of coziness, okay? Okay, now breathe. Bless you.
God bless you. Goodness.
Breathe deep, long and deep. Breathe long and deep. He says, and let yourself be composed. Let yourself be contained now. He says, this containment does not cut off your expansion. He says, this containment holds your expansion. It supports your expansion. Allow yourself to be contained, bundled, cozy. Breathe, do heart breath. Do heart breath, and project from the third eye. Allow yourself to feel this now. It's a kind of a support all the way around. Open your heart as you do a heart breath. And to yourself, begin to chant, Guru, Guru, Wahe Guru, Guru Ram Das Guru. Guru, Guru, Wahe Guru, Guru Ram Das Guru. Kehar?
Uh-huh.
Do you know the tune to this?
Like the main one, yeah.
The mantra, okay, could you sing it to us, please?
Guru, Guru, Wahe Guru, Guru Ram Das Guru, 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 Wahe Guru, Guru Ram Das Guru.
Keep up, feel it like a lullaby.
Guru, Guru Ram Das Guru. Guru Ram Das Guru, Guru Wahe Guru, Ram Das Guru, Guru magnetic, dynamic, and
active yet relaxed and all-powerful energy. Just feel that and keep up. That is yours. That is us. We are united. We are doing this together. It says you are our hands, our eyes, our ears on this particular frequency. So I just asked him, well, why do we need this creation, you know, this worldly level of creation? And the answer is kind of hard to fathom. It's he says there is no necessity from the seed, from the all-pervasive, from the essential. He says, but in creation you... But there is a magnetism of the Creator that creates... I'm going to call it dynamos of energy. And he says that Earth is a very, very... He calls it a salient. And a peaceful and a very... important part of this whole working mechanism that's called creation. And we came to play our parts in it. Literally, play our parts. Good. And so now he's asking, would you like to share your experience, or do you have any questions? Would anybody like to say anything?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Who is this?
Oh, hi. This is Monique. I'm calling from Newport News, Virginia.
Hi, dear. Satnam, say your name again.
Monique.
Monique.
Yes.
Yes, dear.
Okay. I feel really compelled both by Yogi Bhajan and Guru Ram Dass to ask about that point in A Miracle When You're Giving Up, to just really relinquishing all attachment.
Mm-hmm.
And how to do that, how to like enter that level of trust.
He says it takes practice. He says it takes practice. It is...
Yes, it does.
He says it's very unusual that someone... He says, first of all, this is a fabulous question. He says, as you've understood from the yogis and the sages over the ages, that this is a very important part of the spiritual path. He said there are some people who have done a great deal of practice and who can do it quickly. He says, but... for most everybody, it takes a matter of practice to do it over and over again. First is due to habit, due to insecurities, and also there is a mechanism in us that makes sure that we are safe and that we are listening to the correct voice. Okay? All of these are important. Oh, he says, come to the Trotikam class. It is yet to be announced. he says, you want to be sure that you are trusting your soul, you are trusting a higher being, and not just that you are trusting something that you learned in a book. He says, this is very important. He says, intuition is a very sophisticated... but very available mechanism in you. And, of course, the intuition is like the phone line to the soul and to these elevated being. He says you want to make very sure that you are on the line. He says you can, you know when you can trust, when you have elevated your point, yourself, when you first go to shunya, to neutrality, and when you have elevated yourself to the third eye, to the projection of it, and then listen. You can ask your question and then listen. He says, and then experiment with it. He says, listen to it and trust it and try it out. He says, you humans, you are inclined to scientifically, objectively pursue, pursue the object. At least you westernized, mechanized humans are. He says, use the scientific method and see how it goes. He says, listen in your sadhana. Listen in your sadhana to what comes to you. He says, and choose to follow that. Choose to trust that. Choose to quiet the other voices that make you scared and worried. And he says, see what happens. He says, sometimes it might lead you to things that make you worried or unhappy, but he says, move through it. He says, those are just places that you need to heal. He says, keep moving through it and see what happens. And when you get the hang of it, it's a pure joy. Pure joy. Okay, and I was a bit reluctant to say this, but he's also say the ad for intuition training, the art of soul listening. We do a class on that. Sorry, this was not a planned lead-in, but they just said do this. Okay. Okay, so Monique, what do you think of that? Does that answer it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Good.
You are welcome. Okay, now he is, he's like opening his arms for all of us, sweet and trusting children to come be hugged by him. So just allow yourself to be hugged by him and Guru Ram Dass and Baba Siddhi Chan. Yes, he likes that. Okay, so...
Mary Jean?
Yes.
This is Lucinda.
Hi, Lucinda.
And I'm just asking for more prayers and more advice.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
more
now,
healing.
I beg your pardon?
More healing.
Okay, good. As you all may remember, Lucinda is, she is a defendant in this false legal case against her for hurting a child, molesting a child, which she did not do. Okay. And so it's being very, very difficult for her because she is a teacher. Okay, so everybody, please, please send heart breath to Lucinda right now. It's been a big trial for her in all ways. And Lucinda, just open up and freely receive. Receive from all of these gorgeous people, whether they are on this call or on the recording, from Yogi Bhajan, Guru Ram Dass. Just open up. And let this pure, cool, fresh air just move through you. Uh, Lucinda, keep up, everybody. Lucinda, do you have a sensation of that?
I do have a coolness that's coming in from my back.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It feels wonderful, like a little breeze.
That's it. That's it. Let it come in from your back and let it move out through the front of your heart. Can you feel it moving through your all the way through from the back out the front?
I think it's coming out the front too.
Fabulous. Keep up.
It feels like it's filling me up like a cloud.
Yes. Good. Good work, group. Keep going. Relaxing and doing heart breath. Okay, so now everybody keep up with your heart breath, and we'll just listen to Yogi Bhajan for his advice. And he says, my dear, you are paying off many layers, many lifetimes of karma. He says, relax and let it flow through you. Relax and let it flow through you. He says, you've always come to my arms, she says. No doubt Hari Mandir has given you Yogi Bhajan's photograph, right?
Mm,
or you've seen a picture? No?
On the website, I've seen a statue.
Oh, no, that's Baba Siddhi Chand. Get Hari Mandir to send you, to show you a picture of Yogi Bhajan, okay?
Okay.
And accept his healing. Accept his healing. Allow yourself to go to neutrality, to Shunya. And I'm sure she's teaching you that. And let it move through. Don't try to hold it. Don't try to go into self-righteousness. Just let it move through. And he's always there for you. Always. Okay, now in the interest of time, we are going to sing our closing song, but everybody who's on this call or listening to the recording, you keep up with your heart breath, and Lucinda, you also do that, and allow the healing to continue, okay?
Okay.
God bless you, dear. Keep up with it now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Keha, would you do the closing song? Okay.
Sure.
Good. Inhale.
May the long time sun shine upon you all around you. And all beautiful pride within you, find your way on, find your way on, find your way on.
In you.
Oh,
And thou didst beauty, this infinity, this healing, this marvelous snow in the mountain that is here to serve us and for us to be served so that we may serve others. Remember, we're all bundled, we're all fine, intrinsically. Keep up our breath. He says he loves you all. God bless you. Satnam.
Satnam.
Satnam.